Welcome to the Novasound Hearing and Balance podcast, where we break down complex hearing, balance, and auditory processing topics into clear, practical conversations. Hosted by Dr. Maleri, audiologist and founder of Novasound Hearing and Balance Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So have you ever found yourself in that really maddening situation? You've had a concussion, maybe a minor head injury, and suddenly you just can't stand being in a busy grocery store.
Right. Or you're struggling to follow along in meetings.
Exactly. And you know something is off. But you go get a standard hearing test and they tell you your hearing is normal.
That gap is precisely what we're digging into today. The gap between someone reporting these, really debilitating symptoms and the test results coming back clean.
It's so frustrating for people.
It is. And these aren't just vague cognitive issues. They often point directly to a specific acquired problem in how the brain processes sound. We call it an auditory processing disorder, or APD.
And that's the critical distinction we want to make in this deep dive. We want to unpack that overlooked link between a mild traumatic brain injury, a concussion, and these central auditory deficits.
Yeah, and it's so much more common than people think. Some studies show that over half, more than 50% of individuals who have an MTBI might actually acquire an APD.
Wow. So it's not rare at all. It's just being missed.
It's often missed, yes.
So let's just define this simply for everyone. When we say APD in this context, we're not talking about the volume. Your ears are working just fine.
Exactly. The ear is functioning perfectly. This is about the brain struggling with those higher order tasks. Things like recognizing where a sound is coming from or putting sounds in the right order.
They can't process the signals efficiently.
Right. We see this all the time. I'm thinking of a case of a 41-year-old professional. She had a pretty minor concussion from a horse riding accident. But 13 months later, she was just profoundly frustrated.
A whole year later.
Over a year. She couldn't process complex instructions at work. And she said it took this tremendous mental effort just to be in a noisy meeting. And yet, her peripheral hearing test, flawless.
That's staggering. So if her brain imaging looked clear, what does the science tell us is actually going on? What's damaged?
Well, this is the tricky part. The injury itself, the physics of it, can cause something called diffuse axonal injury, or DAI.
Okay, what is that?
Think of it as microscopic, widespread stretching or tearing of the brain's really delicate wiring. These are the deep white matter tracts, the communication lines for the whole central auditory nervous system.
So the main highways are okay, but all the little connecting roads are damaged.
That's a perfect analogy. When those wires are damaged, the signal just isn't transmitted quickly or, efficiently.
Which means those general symptoms we hear about, like intense mental fatigue or being easily distracted after a concussion, they might actually be rooted in this primary unmanaged auditory problem.
That's exactly it. The core issues are often with skills like temporal sequencing.
Yeah.
So processing things that happen really fast and binaural integration.
And that's using both ears together in noise.
Right. And if those skills break down, listening becomes absolutely exhausting.
But if a standard hearing test misses all this, how do you actually diagnose it?
We have to use a much more comprehensive central auditory battery.
Yeah.
It's a whole series of tests. We use behavioral tests like dichotic digits.
What does that involve?
We play different numbers into each ear at the same time. And we're essentially forcing the brain to separate those two messages. We see if the central auditory nervous system can handle it.
Okay.
And critically, we also use brainwave tests, something called the middle latency response, which is almost like a voltage check to see how quickly that auditory signal is actually mapping onto the cortex.
You're literally testing the speed of the brain's wiring. So once you've identified the problem, can you retrain it? Is it like physical therapy for the auditory system?
That's a great way to put it. We focus on maximizing neuroplasticity with very targeted auditory training. If the problem is separating speech from noise, for example, we use specialized exercises to force the brain to practice that skill.
And you combine that with other strategies.
We do. We pair that direct skills work with compensatory strategies like teaching better communication habits or how to modify a listening environment to make it easier.
And the results are measurable.
Oh, yes. The objective testing shows clear improvements after therapy. And maybe more importantly, people report these massive subjective gains. They can finally tune out distractions again, and they feel less mentally wiped out at the end of the day.
So I guess the main takeaway here for anyone listening is, if you find that just listening requires a huge amount of mental effort after an injury, or you notice you're suddenly sensitive to sound, don't just dismiss it as post-concussion fatigue.
please don't. If you are experiencing any of these persistent symptoms, listening difficulty, dizziness, sound sensitivity after a head injury, getting a specialized assessment is the most important first step. It's how you can regain that listening ease and really reduce that debilitating mental load.
Thank you for listening to the Novasound Hearing Imbalance Podcast. Novasound is Halifax's first private clinic offering advanced vestibular assessments, auditory processing evaluations, tinnitus and hyperacusis management, and comprehensive audiology services for all ages. Visit novasound.ca or call 902-444-7788. Better hearing, better balance, better living.